Wheeler knew just about everyone at the Wisconsin State Capitol, which he began covering in 1972. His Wheeler Report evolved over the years from a printed newsletter to an email and website that was a clearinghouse of state government news. He was simultaneously one of the most feared and most approachable people in the building. Politicians from the assembly speaker on up to the governor would break from their schedules to pay their respects to Wheeler, but he was just as likely to be found shooting the breeze with the Capitol's custodians. Wheeler's 4 decades of experience in Madison gave him a breadth of knowledge that was without peer. In a 1995 interview with Wisconsin Public Television, he was asked about promises by those in power that they were going to change state government. As usual, Wheeler took the long view.
There will be a budget bill, and there will be kicking and screaming, and there will be hollering and shouting, and there will be name-calling and finger-pointing. And you'll sometimes wonder who's doing what to who, and that doesn't change anything because that's what we've been watching for the last 100 years. It's the best free show in the world, except it's taxpayers' dollars being spent, so I guess it's not all that free.
Wheeler died today while he was getting ready for work. He worked a full day yesterday covering the legislature's Joint Finance Committee, a panel he knew better than the legislators who served on it. When the state assembly held one of its overnight sessions last week, Wheeler was there. During a lengthy break in the action, he held court in the Capitol press room with an audience of Democrats, Republicans, and young reporters. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.